This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. England has lifted most remaining restrictions after more than a year of lockdowns, mask mandates, and other pandemic-related curbs on freedom. Britons are calling it Freedom Day, but the big step out of lockdown is being met with nervousness by many. And there's concern from scientists who say the UK is entering uncharted waters by opening up when infections are not falling but soaring. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Boris Johnson is spending Freedom Day in quarantine. Prime Minister Johnson and Treasury Chief Rishi Sunak are both self-isolating for 10 days after having contact with Health Secretary Sajid Javid. Javid tested positive for COVID-19. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has surveyed what she has called a surreal ghostly scene in a village devastated by flooding. She has pledged quick financial aid and a redoubled political focus on curbing climate change as the death toll from last week's floods in Western Europe climbed above 180. Merkel on Sunday toured Schuld, a village on the Ahr River in Western Germany where many buildings were damaged or destroyed by rapidly rising floodwaters. The death toll in the Ahrweiler area stood at 112. In neighboring North Rhine-Westphalia state, 46 people were killed. Belgium confirmed 31 deaths. One of the alternate or replacement gymnasts for the U.S. team has tested positive for the coronavirus. USA Gymnastics said the main team has moved to separate accommodations and is continuing to prepare for the Olympics. A Japanese official had earlier said that one member of the U.S. gymnastics delegation in her teens had tested positive and one other had close contact. This is VOA.